Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Saturday mornings, 9 to noon, our special time together, Stump Rothenberg, Football Frenzy, listening to the witty banter with Dave and the callers and Ty and Mish, and where has it been? Listen, I had a little vacation, went away, recharged the batteries. Oh, and now we're ready. And this, I think I love saying this phrase more than anyone. You'll hear it 50 times today. On Twitter, you'll see it 100 times today. But let me be the first, hopefully the first, on this Saturday morning, August 31st, to let you know that tomorrow, Sunday, September 1, is the last non-football Sunday until February. Now, I'm not talking about college football. Yeah, I like college football also. Yes, sure. We all do, right? I think there's a game tomorrow night. Maybe Notre Dame's Monday. Maybe Oklahoma and Houston maybe tomorrow. But that's not the point. The point is NFL. What really moves the needle for us, the Jets, the Giants, any team, and that's the beauty about football, is that any single game in the NFL, you will watch. You will, especially to start the season. If I told you right now, Bengals, Texans, tomorrow, a week in advance of the rest of the games, you'd be like, I'm all in. So let me say it again. Tomorrow, last non-NFL Sunday till February. Welcome back. Old friend. We'll get into a lot of the NFL. 800-919-3776 as the morning moves along. A lot of talk about Daniel Jones. Here's my take on that. We'll get to the baseball in a second. I just want to give you a quick take on Jones. Today's cutdown day. This was strange. I saw the Jets are in the market for a running back. Joe Douglas is looking to deal for a running back. If you had said to me, what position are the Jets most set at coming into the season? Running back probably would have been top of the list. But they cut Eli Maguire, and I guess Douglas is in the market for a running back. The Jets and Texans. Texans I get, because they cut Foreman. Miller goes down for the year. They just got Duke Johnson. Jets I don't. Doesn't matter. We'll get into that a little bit later. The Daniel Jones situation, a lot of people want the start right away. Let him have the reins. It's people are so funny. He's the worst. He's awful. He's unplayable. Why would you draft him? What a waste of a pick. 4 preseason games, start him. Funny, right? All right, let's get into the baseball. 800-919-3776. So I go away. Had 2 trips. Trip to Cooperstown, my 12-year-old, big tournament. He played well, very happy, right? So I'm up there, and I haven't been able to watch a ton of the Mets. But the Mets were playing so well, and they were on such a hot streak, and everything they did was working. And the pitching was so good. Even the bullpen was starting to get better. And they sweep the Indians. And you start to think to yourself, you know what? This is for real. The Mets are for real. And they made it to August 20s. And you think to yourself, they made it to football. The Mets were relevant till we start football and maybe more. And they were right there. Every day you'd wake up, you'd look at the standings. Mets a half game out, a game out. They're right there. And then the Braves. And the Braves are, and this is the thing that is frustrating to me. The Braves are probably the biggest thorn in the side of the Mets right now. And probably going to be the biggest thorn in the side of the Mets for a long, long time. The Braves are good. The Braves are young. The Braves are athletic. They have everything that you would want in a team. I mean, their bullpen is not great, but for the most part, their starters are excellent. Their lineup is scary as all can be. That's a really good baseball team. And the Mets get swept by them. And I knew it was going to go back because I watched the game. And this is what a sicko I am. We get to Grand Cayman last Friday. And we check into this beautiful hotel right on the beach around, I guess we get there at around 2:30. We check in, we set up, you know, unpack a little bit, go down to the pool, come back to the room, shower, ready to go out to dinner. And I'm Mets starved, and the Mets are playing so well. And I put the game on. And I'm the guy that, like, the poster child for, yeah, just give me the next inning. And the game, there's an hour time difference in Cayman. So the game started at 6 o'clock. DeGrom's on the mound. It's rolling along. They're playing the Braves. They look terrific. And 6 o'clock goes to 7. And my wife says, you know what? We're going to go get that. Hey, we're going to give me. And this is what I do. I do it so effectively. Like if you could get a PhD in delaying an event, because you're watching a sport, I am the best at that. I don't have a lot of great talents, but that is one of my, brilliant talents. Buying the minutes. There's 2.5 minutes to go in the game. Give me 10 minutes. We'll be out the door right then. So it's 7:30. They're in like the sixth inning, and she says to me, all right, let's go get dinner. Alex is hungry. We just got here. Let's, you know, check out the hotel, the restaurants, the whole thing. Let's go. I said, yeah, we're in the sixth. It's going very quickly. It's a scoreless game. Give me a couple minutes, right? I said, you go, you take the kids. I need to watch the Mets game. It'll be over in 10 minutes. I think that game went 14. She took Alex out for dinner. Ben and I ordered room service, watched the game. Mets lost to the Braves 2-1. I think it was the game Familia Blue. You could pick any number of games, but I think that last Friday was the game Familia Blue. Mets lose it. And you say, all right, you know what? Two more against the Braves, three against the Cubs. We're fine. Well, five games later, we're not fine. Last night, Mets find their way back. Big hit from Rosario. Good pitching from Wheeler. Bullpen was good when they had to be good. But let's be honest here. The Mets are five games back. Today's the last day of August. They were a great story. They were the story of all of baseball for weeks and weeks. But right now, unless you get a minor miracle with these New York Mets, guys, let's be fair and let's be honest. They're probably not going to the postseason. They had a great run. They became incredibly relevant. And the thing that upsets me so much is five games is daunting. Daunting. Good win last night. You take nothing away. You're only behind Arizona, Philly to get to the Cubs. But it's five. It's a big number with a month to play. And the thing to me that's so frustrating is that if you just weren't swept by Chicago, you'd be three right now. Just win one of three and you'd be three games out. But you get swept. Now you're five and you get swept. First game you lose, fine. And then you look at it and you say, all right, now we have Syndergaard, DeGrom at home. Not that there's no way, but you love your chances, right? You love your chances to get one of those two and at least keep within shouting distance. Three is respectable. Five is a huge, huge number. As we go around the diamond, brought to you by Volvo of Glen Cove. And now the Mets are five out, and it's going to take, and listen, do they have some talent? Do they have players that are fun? Do they have some guys you look at and you say, yeah, you know what, I'm excited about that? Of course you do. But let's be fair. For the most part, unless you are just the absolute most diehard Mets fan, the season it's going to be nearly impossible to get into the postseason. You had a great win last night in Philadelphia, but you're still five games out. I mean, unless Chicago starts losing games, and Chicago is, I think, 7-3 in their last 10. They've won four in a row. They're playing excellent baseball, and they've done it without Anthony Rizzo. The guy that kills the Mets, destroys the Mets, Anthony Rizzo, wasn't even in that series, and you still get swept at home. I mean, that when you look back at this season has felt like it's, you know, years long. Good start, good offense, awful. Mickey going to get fired, not going to get fired. Brody looks ridiculous in many aspects of the season, and the season moves on, and then you get red hot, and then you think you have a chance. But I think the one series you'll look at when you look back at this year, unless things dramatically change in the next couple of weeks, is that game, that series against Chicago. Because you had opportunities, and it was a necessity to not get swept. And you know what? If you're going to be anything close to a big-time baseball team at home against a team that had been awful on the road at night, you got to be better than that. And they weren't. So you could say tough start to the year. They really gave things away earlier this week against Chicago. And now you're the Mets. You got to, what do they have, 28 games left? I mean, you got to win 20. Realistically, that's what you have to do. I mean, you have to play great baseball. There's no margin for error. There's no more, well, you know what, just kind of go 2-2 in this four-game set. There's no treading water. There's no, well, you know what, we'll live to see another day. It doesn't exist. You're five games back. So to make up five games in 1 month is a near impossibility. Yeah, and I get it, Frazier with two home runs last night, and that's great. But he's been a disaster. And in a big spot, and they scored 11 last night. You take nothing away from last night. But over the last couple weeks, when they've needed a hit, they have not gotten it. So the pitching that we were so reliant on, was not great when necessary. And the hitting, which was good for a time, has not been great when necessary. And that's where we stand. So if you're the kind of Mets fan, and I know a lot of people are, that says, just get me to football season, be relevant till we get to football season, I think it's fair to say mission accomplished. If you were looking for more than that, when they were red hot and destroying the Marlins and the White Sox and the Pirates and the dregs of baseball, and thought that they really had a chance, and I did. And maybe shame on me for buying into what they could have possibly been. You know what? Unless there's a miracle in the last month of the season, it had ups, it had downs, and in the end, they just couldn't get it done. 800-919-3776. Yankees, I saw on Twitter, oh, we can't play the A's in the postseason. Stop it. The one team that you should be concerned about as a Yankees fan in the postseason is Houston. Now, I'm not talking World Series. I'm talking about American League. Is Houston. That is your barometer. That is your line of demarcation. Can we beat Houston? Now, I don't think so, but am I worried about Cleveland, Minnesota, Oakland, Tampa? No, 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 no. The one team is Houston. So Yankees lose again. You want to be concerned about CC Sabathia thinking he's going to get a postseason start? Knee is now bad again. I understand that. But Yankees are fine. You want to look at it and say we have to have home field over the Dodgers and the Astros? Okay. There's a month of baseball to play. 800-919-3776. And that, of course, was Around the Diamond, brought to you by Volvo of Glen Cove, the number one dealer in the country. Visit their winning team at Volvo Cars Glen Cove and drive off with confidence and your new Volvo and do that today. 800-919-3776. A lot of NFL. Lot of baseball. We'll do a frenzy. That's right. We will do a football frenzy at some point. Ty, when do you think? What would be the ideal time for a frenzy here on a Saturday morning?
We have to do it right at the top of the 10 o'clock hour.
I don't like how you're bossing. I'm asking you, like, you and I can do this in conjunction. Let's come up with a good time. And you're just like, no, 10 o'clock.
No, I'm okay.
Why couldn't do it at 9:30?
In my opinion, it should happen at 10 o'clock.
All right.
I disagree. I think that we should do it at 9:45 to space that out between Stump Rothenberg.
Well, Stump Rothenberg's 10:30. And by the way, so we did this show yesterday at Minnesota's in Long Beach. Ty, Mish, a turnout like you can, hundreds of people. Hundreds of people. Love the show. Love the station. Tons of them coming up. Love you. Love Rick. Love Chris. Great show. So enjoyable. Saturday, Stump Rothenberg. I love that segment. People were coming up to me yesterday. I got a question. Can I ask you a question now? I said, tomorrow morning, 10:30. Call. Ty will pick it up. Okay, but I got a question now. Tomorrow morning, 10:30. So that's a staple. 10:30 this morning, Stump Rothenberg. Frenzy, 9:45, 10 o'clock. We will work that out amongst the three of us and get back to you. 800-919-3776. Rothenberg with you. Saturday morning, 98.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Frenzy is either going to be 9:45 or 10 o'clock. We have the powers that be churning, working in the back here in the studios. 800-919-3776 right now. I want to hear from Mickey Callaway, Ty, from last night. If you could play the one where he discusses the Mets getting the win last night.
Rosie's, Ramos, those are the ones that we've been missing. And then you kind of get rolling, and then you see the byproduct of that. You know, we put up 10 more. So great job. They kept on grinding. Their starter, Nola, was fantastic. That was one of the best games I've seen him. Just throwing 3-1 breaking balls for strikes, 2-1 breaking balls. He was pretty good today. So Wheeler matched him pitch for pitch and kept us in the game and gave us a chance.
Well, that's what you need, and you got to duplicate it today. There's, again, we discussed this earlier, there's no margin for error when it comes to the Mets right now. You have to win. You probably have to sweep the series. You can't lose any more ground. You're 5 out with a month to play, which is a daunting task. So you have to figure out a way to win these series. At a minimum, you got to split the next two, and then you got to win 2 out of 3 against Washington, and then just continue and rinse and repeat over and over. And the schedule gets no easier. So this is what the hole that you've dug for yourself if you're the Mets right now. You know, it's nice to see Todd Frazier get a couple of big hits. The one shot putting him up 6-1, great, but you know, for the home runs that Todd Frazier hits last night, how many times has he come up to bat in big spots and you're like, oh God, he's hitting 227. An everyday player is hitting 227. And it's not like he's got 42 home runs and 109 RBIs. It's not like he was Chris Davis used to be. Now, do they have a better option? Not really. I mean, Jed Lowry is not going to play this season. They say he's close. Nimmo's close. I'll believe it when I see it. 800-919-3776. Go to James in Spring Valley. James, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave. What's going on, man? Great
what's
to hear
up, James?
You back.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. Now, I'm worried. I'm worried about the A's, man. I'm worried. We have not beaten them. I'm worried. And they're going to be a tough first-round matchup, assuming they get to the wild card. I mean, I would prefer we play a team like the Rays in the first round or Minnesota.
Minnesota, the Rays, the A's, there's really a difference for you? To me, they seem like the sacrificial lamb for the Yankees in that series, whoever it's going to be.
See, Houston is the barometer, and obviously Houston is the team that obviously the Yankees have to get through the World Series. And you were right. I'm going to start to hate the team because they're going to stand in our way of a World Series championship.
I said this 3 years ago. Yeah. I said the team that you're going to wind up detesting if you're a fan of the Yankees in 5 years, 7 years, is going to be Houston. And look at it. I mean, that is the team that stands in your way. They make great moves. They acquired Verlander a couple of years back. They got Greinke. I mean, their starting pitching is second to none. And offensively, they're the equivalent of what the Yankees have to offer. So that to me is the team. Oakland, James, I'm sorry, I don't agree. I think the Yankees beat in a five-game series. I think the Yankees sweep or beat them in four.
All right. Well, thanks for giving me that confidence because we lost four in a row to Oakland, and that kind of bothers me. But
I get it. You're losing games. You're the Yankees. You never want to lose games. What did these games actually mean?
Not really much because we're going to lock up the division. It's just a matter of can we get
the division is done. I mean, okay. But is it losing games that you want to, you know, stay side by side or ahead of Houston, or is you're actually losing games to Oakland that's bothering you right now?
It's losing games to Oakland that bothers.
Why?
Because I would like to not lose the, you know, get bludgeoned by Oakland of all teams, because I know Yankees struggled in Oakland, but we had a 2-1 lead, and then CC leaves and Sessa pitched well, and then Canely had a meltdown.
Canely was bad last night. Listen, I'm not. You should never be excited about a loss, but to be that concerned about this team is just I don't know. I do not agree.
Thanks for the call, James.
If the Yankees face Oakland, I would be absolutely stunned if they. I'm telling you right now, if we don't see Houston and the Yankees in the ALCS, I would be really, really surprised. They are the two best teams. They've been the two best teams all year long. I mean, they go toe-to-toe with each other. They're both very well put together. Houston more with the starting pitching, Yankees more at the bullpen. Both teams with excellent offense. I mean, Yankees have some choices to make. I was listening to Kay and LaGreca on my journey home from Long Island yesterday. And Michael's right. It's nice to hear him back on the station. But Michael's right. He says these injuries happen, and at this point, you're like, all right. Okay. Urshel is out. Okay. CeCe's hurt. Okay. Like, I don't know that there's, and there probably is, but I don't know that there's an injury that could take place for the Yankees now that you'd say, oh, my God, we're in trouble. I mean, if Chapman went down, all right. You've lost your best pitcher. You've lost arguably your best reliever. You've lost your biggest bat, home run wise. Ty is putting Aaron Judge on my screen. Aaron Judge has missed tons of the season, and they didn't miss a beat.
If you lose him now.
Yeah, postseason is a different animal. But realistically, the Yankees are at the point where if anyone were to go down, I don't think it's treacherous. I mean, if Herman goes down, think about what you've been without this year. And for all the, well, he didn't make a trade at the deadline for a starting pitcher. For all that, Brian Cashman has given you the deepest team in baseball, and it's not close. And not only is he giving you the deepest team in baseball, but then every time they just cherry pick one of these journeyman guys, we'll take Luke Voit, turns into a star. We'll take Gio Urshela. He's on the verge of winning the batting title if he didn't get hurt. DJ LeMahieu, Adam Ottavino. So for every call that we take, and it's all shows across this platform that complain and whine about, well, Cashman didn't bring in a starter. Well, Marcus Stroman? You think the Mets fans are skipping down Broadway so we've got Marcus Stroman? Is he any better than Jason Vargas right now? I mean, Bumgarner wasn't dealt. Greinke wasn't coming here. Did the Yankees have enough starting pitching? I don't know. But who's the guy right now? I mean, you tell me right now, who's the guy that you look at and say, man, I wish we could have gotten that. Sonny Gray was here. He stunk. He's good in Cincinnati. You want him back? Who's the guy right now that if you're a Yankees fan, you look at it, you go, God, I can't believe we don't have that. I'm sure they're going to make a play for Garrett Cole this offseason. Now, if you're Houston, you let him get away. He struck out 14 the other night? Didn't even get the win, but he's filthy. Filthy stuff. Patrick Corbin? All right. That's fine. I like Corbin. I think it would have been better than Paxton. Do I think he's... If you have Corbin instead of Paxton right now, do you feel that much differently about where the Yankees are? Probably not. They're a very good baseball team. It's Houston, it's the Yankees, it's the Dodgers. Those are by far your three best teams in all of baseball right now. And the question is, when we get to October 5th or 7th or 10th or whatever the dates are, can the Yankees push past those teams? Because this has been a terrific season. It's had a lot of highs. I mean, is this, Ty, is Herman 17-3?
That is correct.
I was looking this morning and I saw that. I was like, wait a minute. Am I using a site that's not up to like 17? Domingo Herman is 17-3. Half the Yankees fans didn't know who Domingo Herman was coming into the season. He's 17-3. So this has had a ton of highs. But this season comes down to October. And what did the Yankees do? And again, if you were to lose in the first round, I would look at this as an unmitigated failed season. Like an absolute failed season. But if you get by Oakland or Tampa or whoever the team is, Cleveland, Minnesota, and face Houston, and you lose there, I mean, it's frustrating, but the argument is they're a better baseball team. So this year will be defined by October. And that's it. 800-919-3776. Yankees, Mets, both on the table. Both very different feels right now. Yankees, we're on cruise control. Do we want home field? Of course we do. We're on cruise control, bringing us to October. And the Mets, they're in the water, and they are flailing. They are panicking, and we got to send the life vest over very, very soon.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.
Me, Ty, Mish, because this is not a one-man show. I mean, I have people that help me on it. What time are we doing the football frenzy? Is that 9:45 or is that 10 o'clock?
Listen, I'm a man of pride, yeah. But I will admit I was wrong. Ooh. To say 10 o'clock.
Mish, do me a favor.
I've been overruled.
Clip that. A man of pride, but I will admit that I was wrong, and we will use that forever. Ty, I've never heard you say such a thing.
Because you have to be meticulous about your show planning. 9:45
right.
Makes sense, so we'll have Stump Rothenberg at 10:30.
Yes.
But at 9:45, we'll do a football frenzy.
Okay. Now, we have not done a frenzy yet on this show. We're a week out from the season. Preseason is done, but this really, in essence, is still preseason for us. Do you have high hopes for the frenzy at 9:45?
I do not.
You do not?
No.
Now, who do you think, if any of the three of us were to lay an egg, as they say, who do you think that would be?
Well, I don't think it would be us laying an egg. Because
why can you not lay an egg?
Well, there's a fourth party that we have to involve.
Right.
It's the callers.
Uh-huh. So the callers are typically very good. So you are taking shots at our beloved callers
well,
right now.
It's preseason for everyone, right?
Uh-huh.
It's the final, what do you call it, the final dress rehearsal. So we haven't done this in a while.
Now, if we were to soil ourselves during a frenzy, this would be the time.
Yes, this would be.
Because we don't want like next Saturday as we're, you know, football eve to have a bad frenzy.
No, we wouldn't want it to be next Saturday. But
no.
So let's get it out of our system today. So,
but you're not calling for a bad frenzy.
I'm not calling for it, but I'm acknowledging that it is a possibility.
All right, I understand. Some news to get you ready for the frenzy, and this is a good job by Ty. I was throwing this on my screen. Bills will be releasing LeSean McCoy per a source. So that is certainly interesting. And you wonder if Houston is maybe a team that he could potentially wind up on, because they have very little in the running back department. And like we started the show with, the Jets apparently are hot and heavy after another running back, cutting Eli McGuire, which comes as quite a surprise. Today is cut down day. By 4 o'clock today, every team has to be down to 53. All right, let's get to some of your calls. 800-919-3776. Hanif in Newark, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, Dave, thanks for accepting my call. I love the show.
You're very welcome. What's on your mind this morning?
I just don't understand. I'm a Yankee fan, and you guys constantly give Cashman a pass. For the last 3 years, we've been looking for starting pitching. Okay, we got great hitting. But when are we going to get the starting pitching?
I don't think we've given him a pass. I mean, what starting pitcher out there right now are you looking at saying, God, he really blew it with that guy?
Not anybody. I'm just saying, I'm talking about over the three-year period.
It's hard to come by. You're right. I mean, do I wish the Yankee starting pitching from the Yankee standpoint is a little better? Hanif, do you realize they're 88 and 48? They're 40 games.
That.
40. Okay, give him a pass. What would you do? Kill him for being 40 games over? They're running away with this division. They have the best bullpen in baseball. What starter? Here's what I'm looking for. What starter do you wish they had right now that they missed out on? The only one you can even say is Patrick Corbin, and even that I don't think is a guy that you'd look at and say, "All right, now we're the favorites to win the World Series."
What about Greinke? Did we make a call for
Greinke? Greinke wanted to come here. Greinke is a different kind of guy. He wants to be very comfortable in his situation, and I don't think that New York is a place for Greinke.
That's a possibility. But still, over 3 years, we should have gotten someone that we're more comfortable with.
Okay, so I'm asking, so who's the guy? I mean, would you have traded Gleyber Torres for Jacob DeGrom or Noah Syndergaard?
For DeGrom, sure.
You would have.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I don't know. I don't think that they would have.
You don't agree with that?
I don't think that Cashman would do that, no.
I think he should have thought about it. We got way more hitting than we need. Our criteria
more
is
hitting
to win
than
the
you
World
need. Just wait. I mean, yes, okay. You play Baltimore, Mike Tauchman, Mike Ford. These guys are dynamic. Just wait until you get to the postseason. Call me back and use the phrase, we have more hitting than we need.
Okay, we'll see.
All right.
Thanks
I appreciate
for the
phone call. I don't see that. To sit here on August 31st when you, I mean, have beaten some, and there are bad teams around, I mean, bad teams, Detroit, Baltimore, Toronto. I mean, there are some, Kansas City, some hideous teams. Seattle's disgusting. And I think that's actually a big problem, that there's so many just teams that are unwatchable. Unwatchable. Think about just the American League. I mean, Baltimore is dreadful. Toronto is 30 games under. Ty, do you have any idea what Baltimore's run differential is right now? And don't look it up. Be genuine. Do you have any idea what Baltimore's run differential is right now?
I'm just going to go the opposite of like what the Yankees would be. So okay. I'll just go minus 117.
So the Yankees are plus 159. Okay? 117, 170, somewhere in that range. You think that's within reason, right?
Yeah.
They're 45 and 89. Okay. So of every three games they play, they lose two.
Not bad.
No, terrific. Their run differential is minus 242.
That has to be historically
bad.
Wouldn't
know what you would say that's historic, and it would make sense, but you forgot about the Detroit Tigers, who are 39 and 93, and their run differential. Are you ready for this?
Lay it on me, Dave.
I don't know that you're comfortable where you are right now.
I might not be ready. I think you need to give me a couple more minutes.
You need minutes?
Yeah, I need minutes.
Well, I can't wait now. I feel like we've
okay.
built it up.
Go ahead.
They're minus 269.
It just shows you baseball is in a terrible place
right now.
It's
disgusting. I mean, Seattle, I just watched the Yankees play Seattle. It's almost unwatchable, right? Like, if you're a Yankees fan, it's great. It's fun. If you're just a fan of baseball, that series was terrible. Detroit is repulsive. Baltimore is unwatchable. Toronto stinks. Kansas City is disgusting. Detroit it's like nothing you've ever seen before. Seattle is brutal. I mean, do you remember Seattle got it's like a 12-1 start?
Weren't they 11-1?
Yeah.
But you
and
said
they're 22 games under.
But you
Miami
said,
is 48-86.
You said even as a Yankees fan, it's fun, but it would be the reason why as a Yankees fan you feel like you don't need to watch every game, because if they're playing a 3-game series with the Mariners on the West Coast and you're on the East Coast here at 10 o'clock at night, you can go to sleep because you know that.
I mean, it's valid, especially when you're 40 games over 500. Let me ask you this question. 162 games, you're a busy guy, you're newly married, multiple jobs, hardworking, you know, nose to the grindstone, right? Everyone has tremendous respect for you. How many of the 162 do you think you watch during the course of a year?
Now, is it in full or like partially? Like
Let's say in full. How many in full baseball games do you watch during the course of a year? From pitch one to Yankees win.
I'm going to be honest.
80?
Less than that. It has to be probably around, I will say 50 to 60. Like from first pitch to final pitch.
And how many would you say, like, you're very involved in the game, but you could miss the bottom of the third?
Oh, probably 150.
Like and then there's 10 to 12 games where you just give nothing.
Yes, that is correct.
Uh-huh.
Well, because now you have the smartphone, so you can be engaged, like, with the app.
Very engaged. I was in the pool in Grand Cayman watching the Mets.
Yeah, like you can pull up the app to watch it.
Oh, it's terrific.
Or to, like, they give you like the pitch by pitch on the ESPN app, so you can do that as well. But as far as watching the entirety of a baseball game,
that
it
40.
Has to be like I say 50 to 60, if that.
And
that's
of the 16 Jets games, how many would you say you watch from kickoff to final knee?
Are you kidding me? Every single one of them.
Yeah. What does that tell you?
Well, baseball is not in a good place right now.
I mean, well, especially you got teams that we just ran through that are, I mean, I didn't even realize it was this bad, to be honest. I mean, I know that these teams are not bad. Detroit is 39-93. They're winning at a 295 percentage. They're 43 games back. That's not good. I mean, if you have two teams in baseball that are just awful, but you see what it is now. In Major League Baseball, it is either you are all in, Yankees, Minnesota, Houston, Dodgers, Braves, or you are all out. Baltimore, Detroit, Kansas City, Seattle, Toronto, Miami, all in or all out. All right. You know where we are right now? We are all in. Ty has very low expectations. And really, I think you called out the listener. You said you don't think that the listener and the caller will bring their A-level game today. So let's challenge Ty. Shall we? 800-919-3776. We're going to do this is our first solo Saturday frenzy. Any NFL question you have, you need fantasy advice. I've been doing drafts all over the place right now. You need over-unders as far as, you know, teams are concerned. Will Barkley combine for 2,000 total yards? Like, wherever you want to go NFL-wise, we do it right now. Ty has verbally stated, and Mish can confirm this, that he thinks that you, the listener and the caller, will fail on this frenzy. I do not feel that same way.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com. It's time for a frenzy. A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question. Call now at 800-919-3776 or tweet at Rothenberg ESPN, hashtag football frenzy, and ask us your NFL questions.
And we'll make frenzy around the league. Time now to go around the league, driven by Ford Lincoln of Queens. Now, Ty, our esteemed producer on the show, has really laid out the challenge, the gauntlet, and said he thinks, because we're still preseason, kind of in that in-between preseason, regular season moment, that, and let's be fair, Ty, the callers will not rise to the occasion of which we have come to expect. I think you're wrong.
I'm concerned.
I think they're going to be excellent. 800-919-3776. Let's go over, because this is the first friends we've done in a very long time. Let's go over the ground rules. You call, quick question, in, out. Do you like LeSean McCoy for the Jets? Boom. No, hey, Dave, love the show, missed you on vacation, welcome back. No, right, you got it, Mish. How was Grant Cayman? All that kind of stuff. No. In, out. Ty's going to play. Misha's going to play. On Twitter, you can play at Rothenberg ESPN. All right, take a breath. Ty, are you ready?
I am ready to go.
Mish, are you ready?
I am.
800-919-3776 at Rothenberg ESPN. Away we go. Alfred, Newark. Frenzy, go.
Yes. Do you think Saquon Barkley is going to have a breakout year? And if so, do you think he's going to demand more money?
Well, no, because he can't do that after 2 years. That has to be after 3 years. And do I think he's going to have a breakout year? I think his first year was a breakout year. I have so many worries about the Giants. The last thing in the world that I worry about with the Giants is Saquon Barkley. Nothing about him worries me. His attitude, he's clearly the leader of this team now. His capability of playing, catching the ball, running the ball, picking up the blitz, nothing. I worry about nothing with Barkley. Edward Patterson, go.
The last thing.
No, it's terrible. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I had very high hopes, and maybe you're right. Tariq Cohen or Josh Jacobs for running back two. James Napoleon on Twitter. This to me is not even up for debate. I love Josh Jacobs. Love him. Rookie running back. I think he's going to have a very productive season. Tariq Cohen's not, he's not even the guy there. I like Cohen as like a flex play, but Josh Jacobs is clearly going to be the better running back this season. 800-919-3776. Joe Holbrook. Frenzy, go.
Do you start Brady or Wilson week one?
Boy. Who's Russell Wilson? They're playing Cincinnati. I would go with Russell Wilson. I got to tell you, I do not like Brady at all this year from a fantasy perspective. He wouldn't be on my team. I think they're going to run the ball. I don't think they're going to be dynamic offensively. I think their defense is good, which is going to limit the amount of times that he's going to need to throw the football. I think they want to rely on the running game. He'll throw it, but you're not going to see 350s, three touchdowns, 31-27 games from New England this year. Our esteemed program director and my dear friend Ryan Hurley, who's going to sign LeSean McCoy? Well, no, he texted that to me. He didn't tweet that to me. So take that back. I'm going to say Houston. I think the Jets will be involved as well, but I don't think the Jets need him. I think it becomes more of a distraction. I'm going to say Houston. They cut Foreman. Lamar Miller, torn ACL. Duke Johnson is brand new into that system. So to me, Houston makes sense, and I God knows. I mean, he's a talented running back, so I still think he has something left. Ty, you want to play?
Let's do it. So we have this trend going on in the NFL. I believe it goes back 20 years where at least one team that played on Championship Sunday the year before went on to miss the playoffs. So who would you say that team would be if you had to pick one of the group last year? So you got Patriots, Chiefs, Rams, and Saints. Who would that one team be for you this year?
Not the AFC. I mean, to not take New England to go would be ridiculous. Kansas City's supremely talented.
Well, the Jets are going to win the AFC East, so I guess the Patriots are going to have to be a wild card.
Thank you, Mish. We'll stay on track here. Definitely one of the NFC teams. I would say the Rams. I think all four teams will make the postseason, but if I had to pick one, I would go with the Rams. John Drummond on Twitter. Over under Darnold. 3,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. He'll go over 3,000. He better go over 3,000. 30 is a big number. I think he'll go under 30 and 15. I think he'll go under 15 as well. 800-919-3776. Ed Patterson, you're up on the Frenzy, Ed.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Mish, I love the aggressive nature. It is still preseason Frenzy, but you're right. No good mornings. How are you? Love the show. Right to it. Let's see if Charles in the car can play properly. Charles, you're on the Frenzy.
Hey, Jaguars Chiefs at top five going into this year?
If you're talking about fantasy, probably. I think they're a top five defense. I think that they are. And I think that their offense should be better, which should certainly help their defense. Let's go to Puerto Rico. Sean in Puerto Rico, you're on the Frenzy.
If the Giants don't start Daniel Jones by week blank, they should hold him over till 2020.
I don't believe that at all. I mean, he will start at some point this year. I mean, even if you don't start him up until week 14, why would you not give him three games to start? I don't think there is a line in the sand where if he doesn't start by now, he doesn't start the entirety of this season. I think you'll see him. I don't think the Giants are going to be good. But the one hope that you have as a Giants fan is that this kid turns out to be a legitimate quarterback. And if he is, if you can get to the end of this year and say, you know what? I believe in Daniel Jones for the future. This has been a successful season for the Giants. John North Bergen, Frenzy, go.
with all the wide receivers problems that we have with the Giants, do you really think Daniel Jones will do better than Eli Manning aside his athletic?
I don't know. I think that's the big question mark that surrounds the Giants right now, right? What is Daniel Jones? And that's what gives the Giants fans hope. Hope that maybe this kid is so athletic and so dynamic and so capable that he is the real deal immediately. John in the car. John, you're on the frenzy.
Le'Veon Bell over under 1,600 all scrimmage yards this year.
I would say under. I would go under. I mean, let's say Lev runs for 1,100 yards and, I don't know, catches another 350. Maybe, yeah. I mean, I think he said 1,500. I think he'll probably go under that. But I think he can be close. I think Ty Montgomery is going to be a really nice piece to this offense. And let's wrap it up with Bob in Jersey. Bob, you're on the frenzy.
If the Raiders have another losing season, do they move on from Derek Carr?
I think it depends how they lose games. I mean, if Derek Carr is awful, I can see them moving on from him. And especially if you have an early pick next year and you have multiple picks next year. If Carr is good and you're putting up 28 points a game and you're losing 34-28, then maybe not. I think you have to look and see. And is Carr a Gruden kind of guy? Well, remains to be seen. All right, 800-919-3776. Mish, let's blow that one dead. So, Ty, overall, I don't think it was nearly the train wreck you expected it to be.
I didn't love it. I have high expectations, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Outside of the one guy saying, like, good morning, love the show, and the other guy listening to the show in the background while calling, what was wrong with the frenzy?
Yeah, but those are two significant blemishes.
Well, it's like Daniel Jones. He got hit. He fumbled. He got back up and made the throws in the next drive.
Or you can go with, you know, outside of the shooting, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
You're just a pessimistic kind of guy, huh?
No, I just have high expectations for this
show. So if there's money raining from the sky and you start to pick it up off the street, you'd look at it and say, these are only $5 bills. Why are these not hundreds?
I take as much money as I could, but I get home and be disappointed that I didn't take
Is that
more.
Really true? Like if you found $1,000, you'd be like, oh, come on. Why was that not more?
No, I'd be happy with that, but I'd get home and say, why couldn't it have been $3,000 or $4,000?
Really?
Yeah.
No. So you're never satisfied.
But that's the key to living life.
That's a terrible way to go through life.
You
never finish a meal and say, like, boy, that was just a delicious steak and good beer and a beautiful cigar. You're always thinking, like, boy, you know what? If we would have gone to a different restaurant, maybe the steak would have been a little better. Like, you're never satisfied.
It would be, I wish we could do this more often.
Also, never satisfied.
But you have to have those aspirations in life, or you're just going to be content.
No, I think if you never reach a moment of contentment, that you're always going to be miserable, though.
I disagree.
No. I'm telling
you. You can be both appreciative, but aspire to have more.
So whenever we finish a show, you're on, you know, Humpty Canty Rothy, the K Show, the Saturday shows, Anita, Larry, whoever you're with. You finish a show and you never think to yourself, boy, that was a hell of a show.
I absolutely feel that way.
It doesn't sound like it.
But then, to take it a step further, I'll say we have to do that same thing tomorrow. Like, we've got to be better tomorrow.
Now, if clock integrity was something that bothered you, I could understand you being upset at this very moment.
You're the person who involved me in this conversation.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com. He's pompous.
Listen, shut up and I'll tell you the story.
He's arrogant.
Do you think there's a lot of things out there that I wouldn't be good at?
And sometimes he's downright mean.
I know you know what that's like, to be that uncomfortable, pimply-faced, not very popular kid.
But now it's your chance to prove him wrong.
It's dumb.
Call 800-919-3776 with your question and let's stump. Dave Rothenberg.
You can try, and some have been successful, but most have not been successful in Stump Rothenberg. Anywhere you want to go, movies, music, history, geography, sports, certainly welcome. Stump Rothenberg, brought to you by the law offices of Andrew M. Cohen. 800-919-3776. Ty, what are you thinking today? We're going to have tremendous success. We're going to fall short of what we typically aim to do. Where are you feeling here?
I'm feeling pretty good about
you. You feel good?
Yeah. Fresh off vacation. You've had
a lot
of
time. I'm kind of out of practice.
Yeah, but I think you feel rejuvenated.
I do feel rejuvenated. Some beautiful. Have you ever been to Grand Cayman?
I've never been.
Oh, let me tell you and your brand new wife, that should be your next vacation.
Okay, we'll do. We'll look into that. But as far as Stump Rothenberg goes, I feel great. I think
you feel great.
The brain juices are flowing.
Okay,
I've got you going above 500 today.
All right. Well, let's see if we can live up to that. The calls are screened. Are they screened well?
Of course, I'm a professional.
Because that's on you. The answering is me. The screening is you. Stump Rothenberg begins now. John Manhattan, lead us off on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm good.
The subject is movies.
Okay.
Who is the only surviving member of the cast of Gone with the Wind?
Oh, God. Gone with the Wind. So, at all?
Yes. Well, the film is almost 80 years old.
Yeah, I know. Is Olivia de Havilland, she... It can't be.
Is that your final answer?
I don't know. Well, Robert Mitchum is definitely not with us anymore.
No, and he wasn't in the film.
Let's see. That's a valid point. I guess I'll say Olivia de Havilland.
You're absolutely right. She turned 103 in July.
Brilliant.
103. That is incredible. All right, that's it. That's a good start. 1-800-919-3776. So that was a beautiful start. Let's go to Andy in Merrick. Andy, I'm one for one. Let's see if I can go two for two.
Hey, Dave. Good to see you in Long Beach yesterday.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks for coming out, Andy.
I have a college football question for you.
Okay. Well, because it starts in full force today.
That's why I'm asking it. And there are four FBS schools that don't have the word university in their official title. Can you name those four schools?
Ugh. Four schools that don't have university. Boy, that's a good question. I don't think so. So it can be either prior or after, right?
Yep.
Georgia Tech?
That's not one of them. It's not part of the official Georgia Tech University.
Army?
Army's one.
Navy?
Two.
Air Force?
Three.
And there's four?
There's one more.
Boston College.
You got it.
Yes! Yes!
I don't know about that.
What do you mean you don't know about it?
If this were Stephen A., he would say, cut the damn music. Well, you initially got it wrong.
Well, yeah, but then I rebounded beautifully.
Yeah, but you got it wrong. So yeah, technically, that's a loss.
Rebounded beautifully.
But technically, that's a loss because you got it wrong. We established that there are no second chances in this game.
Here's what I'd like you to do, okay? If you're going to take this tact of the question, I'd like you to look up Georgia Tech because I don't think it's Georgia Institute of Technology. I don't think it's University of Georgia Tech, and it's not Georgia Tech University. I would go with Georgia Tech as well. Can you look that up?
I will look into that one.
All right. We'll leave that one on the side. I still think that was impressive, no?
That was impressive, but you did get it wrong at first.
To be determined, though.
To be determined.
Which you will look up right now. Let's continue along and go to Spike in Jersey. Spike loves this segment more than any other.
I do, and I will re-enter the rarefied air as I bowed out for eight.
I thought you retired, Stumper. I thought I had proven my worth, question. And you were done.
It's a new start. You're coming back from vacation. I think I have an excellent question, and I would never ask any Stump Rothenberg question other than New York Football Giants. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. In the storied history, 1925 to 2019, we all know they've won four Super Bowls and eight championships. What's their exact total playoff record?
Oh my God!
Come on! You're the savant.
Series, the Giants playoff
record.
I'll
give you a +2 margin of error.
That is a brutal question.
You're a brutal Giants fan.
I'll say that they're right around 500. I know. I don't know. 25-25.
24-25. That would be correct.
So that wins it
within the margin. Yes.
All right. Give me the ding. Give me the ding.
Good question, Dave.
Eh. That's a brutal question. How that gets through on our screener is beyond me. You know what? I was going to go to you next, Ty, but Mish, you're up.
Okay, Dave. In what year was the Academy Awards first presented?
All right. So that... I think they've started in the... It's not... It's almost 100 years, I know. It's the... I don't know. I was going to say late 20s, but then we had the Depression. I'll say... I don't know, Mish. Is it almost 100 years? We're in 1919. I'll say 1925.
Close. 1929.
All right. Close. I thought, yeah, I didn't think it would start right during the Depression, but okay. All right. 800-919-3776. Ty, you got to do some work on that Georgia Tech question still. Let's go to Trey in Brooklyn. Trey, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Well, I just want to first welcome you back from vacation. I didn't know WITSEC had an operation over in the Grand Caymans. You've been hiding for a few weeks from me.
I'm back.
Yeah, you've been doing, yeah, but yeah, you know how you left, Dave. The Roberto Clemente thing still sticks in the old crowd.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry that I had the answer to Roberto Clemente, who, by the way, Trey, I believe ended his career with exactly 3,000 hits.
Absolutely. Got his 3,000 hits on the last day of the season. Absolutely.
All right, where are you going here?
All right, we're going to your football Giants. We're going to follow up good old Uncle Spike with the Giants trivia. In 1928, after another failed season by the Giants, Tim Mara went out and purchased what team to merge with the Giants?
I don't know. I don't know.
Got to give a guess, Dave. Come on.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Dodgers. That was a football team. Also,
it was. But it's the wrong answer.
I don't know the answer. What's the answer?
That would be the Detroit Wolverines.
Okay. All right. 800-919-3776. Ty, have you done some research on Georgia Tech?
I have, and I mean it's. It's interesting because it used to be known as Georgia School of Technology. Now it's Georgia Institute of Technology, but it says it is part of the university system of Georgia.
I don't think you did your research appropriately.
What do you mean? I'm presenting the information that...
But don't you think that I'm then correct?
I think you would be correct if not for where it says it is part of the university system
of
Georgia.
It is part of the Georgia university system, but in nowhere in their name does it say Georgia Tech University or University of Georgia Tech.
Which is why I would err on the side of you being correct.
So you would give that to me?
I would then, upon further review, we've rallied the officials, we've looked at the replay, and I would award you the points.
Great. Mish, if you could give me the ding. Thank you. Ty, now would you like to participate in Stump Rothenberg?
Yes, I would like to participate. So there's a lot of hype around the Cleveland Browns this season, obviously. They last played in a playoff game in 2002. Do you know who the Cleveland Browns starting quarterback was?
Kelly Holcomb.
That is correct.
Thank you. And that will end this edition of Stump Rothenberg. My Googling skills are so rapidly fast, Ty, that the second you got that out of your mouth, I Googled and I got the answer out immediately. How about that?
43, 429 yards. That's an impressive game for Kelly Holcomb.
And did they win?
They did not win the game.
Yeah, exactly. And that is your Cleveland Browns. Stump Rothenberg, brought to you by the law offices of Andrew M. Cohen, where the issue is simple or complex. The law office of Andrew M. Cohen can help you achieve your needs through careful legal planning. He's a great man. He's a great attorney. All you have to do is call 516-877-0595. Because of his greatness, Ty, I'm going to give you the number once again. 516-877-0595 or visit amcohenlaw.com. That's amcohenlaw.com. We continue with the NFL, 800-919-3776. Ty, I feel really good about that Stump Rothenberg, by the way. I feel like I was excellent today. Would you agree?
I would happen to agree. That was excellent.
Excellent.
You're listening to the Dave Rothenberg Show podcast on ESPNNewYork.com.